You're listening to SBS News.
Research from the Association of Financial Advisors and Core Data during the Banking Royal Commission revealed more than 71% of people who've never received financial advice would consider it. So what's stopping them? 47% say they can manage their own finances, a third say it's too expensive, and 13% say they're untrustworthy.
Look, I think I'm pretty good at finding out information myself.
More that it hasn't come up, the need hasn't come up for me to consult with one.
Because I don't have that much finance to choose one. We don't have enough money.
I'm actually just looking for one. Yeah, so I don't at the moment.
Philip Kewen, the CEO of the Association for Financial Advisors, says financial advisors play a critical role in building wealth.
It's interesting because, look, 49% of people don't seek financial advice because they feel they can do it themselves. What they don't know is the financial and emotional well-being that they can achieve out of financial advice.
Trust was an issue for just a few.
There's 25,000 registered financial advisors out there. There are a handful of experiences of poor advice. Now, a handful is too many because we're talking about people's well-being, their financial well-being. But the majority of advisors are good, hard-working professionals delivering a great outcome for their clients.
The Banking Royal Commission shone a spotlight on financial advice, with some players singled out for offering fees for no service. 10 recommendations were made which impact the financial advice sector, including the annual disclosure of fees and a single disciplinary body responsible for punishing bad advisors. Educational standards imposed by ASIC, the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, are already being phased in. For those seeking financial advice, Mr. Kewen says referrals are often the best way to find a financial advisor, with those registered listed on the MoneySmart website.
When you meet an advisor for the first time, they need to give you a financial services guide. That tells you who they are, who they represent, how they're paid, what sort of products they can recommend, what they're authorised to give recommendations on, and that identifies up front their bona fides. And if you have a particular preference to dealing with an independent advisor versus one that's aligned to an institution, you can establish that up front. It has to be declared.
Erin Turner from Consumer Group Choice says the first question anyone should ask a financial advisor is, how are you being paid?
If they're paid by anyone other than you, they're not working exclusively for you. And we've seen time and time again, when that happens, they're more likely to recommend a product that isn't in your interests, and in some cases have left people with lost retirements, lost thousands of dollars, and in serious harm.
The AFA's Philip Kewen says advisors can be paid in a couple of ways.
Advisors can be paid through a fee or a commission or a combination of both. The important thing about fees and financial advisors is all fees have to be disclosed up front and agreed to by both the client and the advisor. So the client can choose to pay in a way that suits them. So generally you'd be looking at a couple of thousand for an initial plan, but it does depend on the complexity of the plan.
You can see an advisor for one-off help for a particular issue that'll cost you by the hour. But by not considering your entire financial situation and creating a plan, it can be hard for an advisor to make recommendations that are in your best interest. Choices, Erin Turner says there are other alternatives though, like financial counsellors.
There are, for example, financial counselling options. These are free, fair, independent advisors. They can help you if you're in debt. They can help you figure out what's happening with your credit card. And they can also negotiate with energy providers or utility providers to get you better outcomes.
Financial coaches are also increasing in popularity, according to David Rankin from Sort My Wealth.
What I do is I look at somebody's income, outgoings and aspirations in detail, and I draw up the perfect budget for them. When I draw up a budget for somebody, I'm looking for it to be realistic.
Unlike advisors, they don't have to have an Australian Financial Services licence because they don't sell tailored financial advice or products.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.